Okay. All right, we'll say good, a good song.
Not
long. Okay.
Ellie's just turned on?
Was on before. It's okay. It's okay. I don't know if that's unplugged.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, just turned it up.
Let's say a good evening, a good kvittel, a piskatava, a good night. So, Baruch Hashem, first of all, such a source that we have in our shul to have such a incredible musical chavra here, who Baruch Hashem, are literally able to lift up every single thing that we do, Baruch Hashem, to make it Kodesh Kadoshim. Steve, you have our... Steve is mid-bite. We're going to come back to him in just a moment.
No, so you show up to shear once. Twice. I'll get a microphone. Sponsors for this evening, Nathan and Beth Adler. Woo! In memory of Rabbi Yehuda Leib Newmark, Alva Shalom. Matt and Diane Marks, in honor of having their extended family in for Sukkos and being able to meet their new granddaughter, Frida Chava, for the first time.
Beautiful. Mazel tov, mazel tov.
Adam and Fred Edelman, and Avi and Hannah Edelman, in honor of Adam's father, Dr. Robert Edelman's 88th birthday.
Mazel tov.
And I am sponsoring as well, Leiloi Nishmas Lani Bork, Chaim Leib Gidon, Ben Chen and Ruven Abushalom, whose yard site is of Tishrei, was actually today.
Amen. And also a thank you to Mel and Karen Ram from Toronto for dedicating the Tikkun Leil Hashanah Rabbah tonight to Leiloi Nishmas Rabbi Mel's grandfather Shmuel Ben Avron. Zichron LeBrach, we hope that in the merit of all the sponsorships, all the Neshama Shavanelia, the families in the Chomo, here's Hashem, little baby, she grew up to be. Name Abadim Smecha, and Akaris Abayis. And Amir Hashem, Mishal Abizocha, to have beautiful Yiddish and Nachas from our children, grandchildren, and great grandchildren. So we'll begin, really, so, and also tremendous thank you to Jonas and Kaplan for the beautiful spread that's out tonight. Please finish it, otherwise it's going to be here again. Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, and Shabbos Bereishis. So, finish it up, take it home, whatever you need to do. But there should be nothing left. I'll say we'll begin the Mir Hashem tonight. I know, but I had my suit a little bit early before the Shpizin. So Mir Hashem will begin. Ulan Shpizin Ilan Kadishin, Ulan Avon Ilan Kadishin, Lamesa, Bisil Demenusa, Ilan, Bisil de Kuchabrichu, Leol Avram, Vimi Yitzchok, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Adam, the David. I will say last night, Bematu Minach David, Ushpizi Ilai, Dias Vimi, Vimach Kol Ushpizi Ilai, Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, the Aaron. So we have the great Sechos, Simir Hashem, to be able to have tonight in our Sukkah David Amela. And I wanna lead with that a little bit. We're gonna hopefully get to some pieces from the Piagetna as well, Amir Hashem. But I wanna begin a little bit with David HaMelech. But before we get to David HaMelech, we're gonna go to David HaMelech by way of the Rambam. As most of you know, it's Leil Hoshana Rabbah, and Hoshana Rabbah just in general is such a fascinating day, right? Because remember again, from a Torah perspective, so Hoshana Rabbah is the seventh day of Sukkot. There's nothing unique about Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah is a unique day. Comes from the Zohar. That's where you find the origin of this concept that Hoshana Rabbah, there's a chasimah sadin, there's a sealing of judgment. Again, the Zohar writes that the petek, the piskin, the little pieces of paper that have our judgment are ultimately written, or I should say sealed, on Hoshana Rabbah and delivered to the Beis Din Shamala on Shmini Atzeres. So in fact, the chasimah sadin doesn't actually occur until Shmini Atzeres. Okay, if you're a good chassid, you have until Simchas Torah. If you're a very good chassid, you have until Chanukah. If you're a fantastic chassid, you can stretch until Tu B'Shvat. Exceptionally talented. Purim, then ready, it's almost Pesach. Once you get to Pesach, it's already Elul. So it turns out that really the din is always open. There's always an opportunity for a yid to write and to rewrite, to constantly rewrite his destiny. Also, but I want to share with you, because I said this over by Dafyomi, but it's important to understand that for many of us, for whatever the reason, maybe we haven't gotten around to doing tshuva yet. It's possible. I know it sounds crazy. Chodesh Elul, Aser Simit Shuvah, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. How could it be that a yid didn't do tshuva? Sometimes tshuva is so complicated. Change is so complicated. Introspection is so complicated. So maybe a person just didn't get around to doing the tshuva I need to do yet. So there's still time. There's still time. Like the Gemara says, Yish kon olam b'sha'achas. A person could acquire his entire world in one moment, in 1 hour, let alone what you could do in an entire day. Hoshana Rabbah is a day. It's a day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just waiting for us. Whatever we haven't done yet, the Ribbono Shel Olam is just waiting. And he's waiting impatiently because he knows how great we can be. He knows how special we can be. He knows how healing we could be. And he's just waiting for us just to make the necessary tweaks and changes and twists and turns just in order to become the best version of ourselves. That's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Baruch Hashem wants us to be happy. He wants us to be gebenched. He wants us to be successful. But he just needs us to put in the work to be able to make all that happen. And Alel Shana Rabba, what always for me comes to mind the most, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. And all of Hilchos Tshuva is incredible. But in the beginning of the fifth parak, the Rambam writes such a simple line, but I think to me it's one of the most important lines, maybe like in all of Yiddishkeit. The Rambam writes, this is parak Hey Halocha Aleph. Rishus kol Adam Nusunalo. Everybody is in control of themselves. And Ratzalahatos Atzmo L'derach Tova V'liyo Sadik Harishus Li'ado B'yado. If a person wants to be a tzaddik, okay, make yourself into a tzaddik. V'mchas Hashem, v'imrotz lahatos atzmo l'derech ra, v'liyos rasha, harushus piyado. It's like one of the most powerful lines. I think of like all of Jewish literature, rushus kol adam nesuna lo. You know, we are masters at making a lot of different excuses for why we can't become the people we really know we can become. But you know, there's something beautiful when you're outside of your home, when you're outside of the normal structures in life, and you're underneath the sukkah, and you're underneath the stars, and you're just in the tzela dehemenus, in the protective shade of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an incredible time for just beautiful introspection, honesty. I can become whatever I want to become. Rishus kol Adam nesunalo. Nothing stands in my way except me. Nothing. A lot of excuses, a lot of different ideas, a lot of people we could outsource our success to. But as we often speak about, at the end of the day, the buck of my life stops with me. Rishus kol Adam, it's a bumper sticker. Or they don't know they make bumper stickers anymore. What are these? Like magnets. Magnets, right? Rishus kol Adam nesunalo. You are in control of you. And you decide what you want to be, who you want to be, and how you want to do it. So maybe you say, I messed up. I let El go by, Rosh Hashanah go by, Rosh Hashanah go by, Yom Kippur, Ni'ilah, the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, which are called the Shkadashim, first days of Sukkot, Chol HaMoed, and I didn't get anything done. There's Rosh Hashanah Rabba, the Shmini Atzeres. And because it's a 3-day Yom Tov, you could even extend it into Simchas Torah, into Shabbos Bereshis, Rishus Kol Adam Nesunalo. And I'll say, I think that this is the godless of David HaMelech. Because David Malka Mashiach is here with us in the Sukkah. I was saying, like the Spizen, sometimes kind of we just like rattle it off, and because it's Aramaic, we often don't even understand what it is that we're saying. Okay, it's very nice. The Spizen are coming. You know, there's a beautiful story that Divrei Chaim, the sons of Rav, one time was holding his sukkis, and the tish, of course, was in the sukkah, and the Divrei Chaim is sitting at the head of the table, and it was first night of sukkis, there's a chair next to him, my favorite stories. And one of the gvirim of Sanz enters, and he assumes that the chair is for him. So he goes over to the Rechaim, he's about to sit down. The Rechaim, Sanz Rav, says, no, it's taken. It's taken. Okay, so the gvir says, okay, it's taken. So he takes his seat, wherever he takes his seat, he's watching over the course of the tish, and an hour goes by, 2 hours go by, 3 hours go by, 4 hours go by. It's like Shabbos morning davening by us, right? Right? And no one sits in the seat. He goes over to the Rebbe after this. He says, Rebbe, I don't ask any questions on the Rebbe, but, you told me the seat was taken. What's the pshat? No one sat there. The Rechaim says, what are you talking about? What do you mean no one sat there? So, the Chassid says, Rebbe, the seat was empty the entire time. He said, what are you talking about? You didn't see Avram Avinu sitting there in the sukkah right next to me? There's a level that we have to reach that if we can get there, the Spizen are here. Which means that on this last night, this is the seventh night of Sukkot. Seventh night of Sukkot. Shmini Atzeres is Yom Tov Bifnei Atzmo. Pizar Kishab is its own Yom Tov. Last night of Sukkot. David Malka Meshicha is here with us. So you know what that means? We daven our whole lives for Mashiach. So what would you do if somebody told you that Mashiach is in your sukkah? You say, okay, where? The Chevra, Mashiach's in our sukkah. David Malka Mashiach is in our sukkah. He's here with us. And if David HaMelech is here with us, it behooves us to learn a little bit from his life. Now David HaMelech says in Tehillim, he says, Mizmor le David, Hashem roi lo echsar. Kapitel Chaf Aleph. So literally everybody knows if you go to a Levi, right? Mizmor le David, Hashem roi lo echsar. So Hashem is my shepherd. And I know the English is Hashem. God is my shepherd, I shall not lack.
The Lord
is my shepherd. Sorry, the Lord is my shepherd. Thank you. Right? The God is my shepherd, I shall not lack. So the Malbim points out something amazing. The Malbim says that David HaMelech was the first person to ever call the Ribono Shel Olam a shepherd. No one ever called David HaMelech, no one ever called Shmuel a shepherd. Shmuel was called many things, a Melech, an Av, even an Aim, but no one ever called the Ribono Shel Olam a shepherd. And the Malbim says something absolutely beautiful. The Malbim says, if you ask David HaMelech what he wanted to do with his life, Chabra, what would he have answered? Right? Shifty, but even before he got the Shifty Hashem, right? Shifty Beis Hashem Koyim Echayai. That's what he wanted. He asked, what did he want to do with his life? What did he want to be when he grew up? What would he say? A shepherd. Malbim says, all David HaMelech ever wanted to do was be a shepherd. What's the godless in shepherding? The godless in shepherding is you don't have to deal with people. David HaMelech had a tough life. Had a really tough life. He had a tough family life. He had a tough time with his brothers. He had a tough time growing up. Did not have an easy life. And David HaMelech, what he wanted more than anything was, you know, sheep, they may wander off in their own directions, but generally they're docile. Tell them what to do, direct them what to do, and they'll do it. And David HaMelech, he asked them, what do I want to do? I just want to sit in the field. I'll watch the sheep. I'll sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll compose shiros v'sishbachos. That's all I want to do. But the Ribono Shel Olam had a different plan for David HaMelech. And what was that plan? You're not going to be a shepherd. You're going to become David Malka Meshicha. And Chavir, you know what David HaMelech's reaction to that was when the Ribono Shel Olam told him what his job was going to be? Kind of like Moshe Rabbeinu. Shlach me b'yad tishlach. You know, why don't you, it sounds great. Fantastic job. Why don't you find someone else? I'm not the guy. David HaMelech never wanted to be king. He never wanted to be father of dynastic monarchy. He never wanted to be father of messianic line. He just wanted to be a shepherd. But do you know what makes great people great? What makes great people great is that they realize that life is not about what you want to do. But life is about what the Ribono Shel Olam needs you to do. And in those moments when what you want out of life conflicts with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of you, in that moment, the tzaddik bends his knee before the Ribono Shel Olam and says, Ribono Shel Olam, I'm your kli. I'm your vessel. Whatever you need me to do, I'm going to do. Whatever you need me to be, I'm going to be. And that's why says the Malam David HaMelech says, Mizmor lo David Hashem roi lo achsa. He says, Ribono Shel Olam, I always wanted to be the shepherd. I wanted to be the shepherd. But I recognize I'm not going to be the shepherd, I'm going to be the king. So you, Ribono Shel Olam, you be the shepherd. You be the shepherd. You know, the Ramchal writes about this. The Ramchal says in his introduction, something incredible. He says a person, a Yid, has to ask themselves one question, one core question, which is, Ma chovaso ba'olamo. What is my obligation in this world? See, the Ramchal says we ask the wrong question. What's the question we always ask? One time we're young, what's the question we ask? What do you want to do when you grow up? It's not the right question. The right question is, what does the Ribono Shel Olam need me to do? Chevra, the truth is, for some people, what they want out of life and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them out of life are the same thing. But those are a select few. For most of us, what I want and what God wants from me are two very different things. And Machovaso Ba'olomo comes, I ask myself the question, not what do I want to do when I grow up, not what do I want out of life, but at the end of the day, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want of me? And do I have the courage and do I have the strength to bend my knee before the Ribono Shel Olam and say, you know what? I'm the Vater. Maybe I'm going to give up some of the things that I want because I knew you want something different from me. This is the godless of David HaMelech. The godless of this last night of Sukkot. So also you understand what the Avodah is with David HaMelech of Ushpizin. The Avodah tonight of the last night of Ushpizin is literally to see we're about to go into the world. We're about to embrace a new year. So what is it going to be? You know, are we going to be like petulant children who just always want their way, always want what I want? Are we going to say, you know what? Stop. It's not about what I want. It's about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of me. And David Malka Mashiach is here in the Sukkah with us. And David HaMelech says, I also wanted very different things out of life. But I also realized that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of me is so much more important than what I want of myself. And when you're able to bend your knee before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of you, and maybe be mevater in what you want for yourself, then you create incredible results. Mashiach comes because one man decided to put his personal needs on the side and to instead focus on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed of him. That's the Yishpizin of David HaMelech. And that's what the Rambam writes when that's what he means when he says, Rishus kol adam nesunalo. I'll say, what do we want? In the Satmar Rav, Sechiz Adkosh Levracha said that the Pasuk says, talking about the Eretz Yisrael, but it says that Enei Hashem Elokecha Ba Mei Reishis Hashana Ad Acharis Shana. It's a famous idea by the Satmar Rav. So it's, if you notice, by the way, it's textually asymmetrical. It's Mei Reishis Hashana, from the beginning of the year, Ad Acharis Shana, to the end of year. It's missing the definitive article, the Hei HaYedia. And the Rebbe says something so beautiful. The Rebbe says, you know, every single year, how does it start? I don't know, so you know this. How does it start every single year? How does it start? This is the year, right? This is my breakout year. This is the year I'm going to make it rain. And I'm going to make things happen this year. No more excuses, right? No more this. This is HaShana. Hei HaYedia. This is the year. As Satmar Rav says, by the time we get to the end of the year, what is it? It's Achar Shana. It's just another year. I would say we are at the beginning of a new year. And it comes on the heels of such an overwhelming year for Klal Yisrael. Such an overwhelming year, right? We think about this. Here we are for bringing in the Sukkah together. Such a schus to be together with everyone, and over 100 of our brothers and sisters languish in captivity. And we're sitting here, bringing in the Sukkah, and meanwhile, more soldiers died today. More soldiers were injured today. El Yashav ben Michal, Shavet Afua Shalema. And how many of them are Moser Nefesh on multiple fronts for Am Yisrael each and every day? We're coming off the heels of a different kind of year. We need to make this Hashana, the year. But in order to make it the year, I have to accept the premise of Rishus Kol Adam Nesunalo of the Rambam. I have to accept this premise, right? That I have the ability to shape the year into what I want it to be. That's part one. And then part two, I have to ask myself, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want of me? What does He want of me? Abba, what do you want me to be this year? What do you want me to accomplish this year? What do you want me to change? What do you want me to improve? What do you want me to start? What do you want me to stop? I have to ask myself that question. The David HaMelech question. The Ramchal Machovaso Ba'olomo question. That's what I have to ask. And I will say, there is no better time to ask it than on Leil Hoshana Rabbah. Tonight, it's a beautiful night. Chavra, by the way, I don't know. I never remember a sukkah like this with weather like this. I think in my life, certainly not in Baltimore. For those of you, right? I don't know. I'm a transplant here. It is hot and humid, and you know, generally, maybe you'll get a nice day here and there. Perfect. Not a drop of rain. Perfect weather every single day. It's a simmon. And maybe it's a simon, you know, the sukkah seal of the Himanus. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's telling us, you know, maybe there have been times throughout this past year when you felt so far from me, when you felt so distant from me, when you felt that maybe I didn't love you, or I didn't care about you, or I wasn't protecting or looking out for you enough. Then comes the Yom Tov of Sukkot, where literally the entire avoda of the Yom Tov is to lose ourselves in the embrace of the Ribono Shel Olam, and literally that embrace has not stopped from the first night of Yom Tov through tonight, the last night of Yom Tov. one continuous 7-day hug from Abba, from Tati, from the Ribono Shel Olam. And if you get a hug like that from Abba, it behooves us to do something with it. So let's say, well, we have David HaMelech in the Sukkah. We're going to sing a little bit more now. During the Nigunim, during the songs, just think, you could be whatever you want to be. What do you want to accomplish this year? Create your year's mission statement. Decide what you want to do, what you want to start doing, what you want to stop doing. Decide the changes you want to make. Decide it tonight. And then, Amir Hashem, let Hoshana Rabbah be the beginning of Hashanah, the year. Can you imagine what will happen if all of us make it this year, the year? Can you imagine what that means to Klal Yisrael? Can you imagine what that means for us as a people? We forget that we are so powerful. We forget that we have the ability to affect so much change. We forget that if we put our hearts and minds to it, we could bring Mashiach right now. We could. We could absolutely do it. We just have to decide that this is Hashanah and not just another Shana. So sing a little bit together. So if I bring a little bit together, and during these holy moments of Shira, which bring us into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, let's think who we want to be and what we want to do in the year ahead.
Thank you.